Hi, I'm J. Michael Hudson. It's the 30th of April, 2021, and I wanted to put a lot of information together to share with you guys about what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic and the forced vaccination agenda. I've compiled a bunch of information I'd like to share with you, as well as some ideas that I think will help you make decisions in the coming months and years. I hope I'm not the only one that strongly feels that there's something wrong with this current agenda that is being imposed upon us. It seems actually like everything is wrong about it. There are some events in history, whether they're 9/11, the JFK assassination, that you might say that there are some alarms that some things are off about this, that the story doesn't add up, so to speak. But with the coronavirus and the vaccine, nothing adds up. All of it's wrong. And I would like to do the best I can to make the case why you should not get this vaccine and why you should not believe people like Bill Gates. The absurdity of it all and all the contradictions that were being fed, I thought would be obvious to everyone, but apparently a lot of people are still, I guess, watching television and believing everything they see on it. And these are all of the warning signs of tyranny, of people taking over our lives, taking our rights, and forcing us to do things that are not in our best interest. These warning signs are censorship, gaslighting, slogans, manipulation, and it's also a form of mental exhaustion hunting. Like every single day, we're being browbeaten with this agenda to get the vaccine and that nothing will go back to normal. Like we won't get our rights back and our lives back and the economy back until we concede our will to these people, like Bill Gates. And I guess shadowy forces that are behind these companies. And I guess the politicians that seem to be uniformly behind this agenda. What can I say? There are we're like sheep being scared off of a cliff is what it feels like to me. And these are control mechanisms that we're being scared in one direction, that we're being intimidated. Scientific studies have shown on that if you disinform people with fear for a given period of time, which is about 2 months, that the people who are so afraid will never ever be able to return to normal and be able to escape the fear that they were conditioned to have by television. And that's what we're experiencing right now, with people beginning to be afraid of simply breathing air in the air around other people, something that for thousands of years has been considered completely normal. News is the information that you need to keep your freedoms and keep your rights and to prevent from being enslaved. A slave gets no good information and has no right to any information and simply has to follow orders and do what they're told. As Americans, we have a heritage of having rights. And that the government doesn't have all of the rights. In fact, the government has restricted rights, and the rest of those rights and privileges are left to the people themselves. And what we're seeing through this entire pandemic is a shoehorn and wedge issue is being driven between us and these rights to separate us from what is our heritage and those the political rights that we were born with and inherited as just being Americans. So it's difficult to organize your thoughts in times like this, when, like I said, you're being browbeaten, when there is an agenda being forced in your face every single day. And the pillars of our society until now have been freedom of movement, a separation of powers between different branches of government, as well as federal, state, and local governments. And this biosecurity issue is being used to steamroll all of that so that a new system can be imposed. And the new system is not one we're going to vote on. It's simply going to be decided and given to us, and those who don't like it are going to experience, I guess, the sharp end of the stick. And those who take the vaccine and get their chips and cards or whatever are just going to get a carrot or a donut, as it were, and then the new system will be in place, and they won't have any rights, and I believe that'll be dangerous for everybody. So, one of the, there's a word that's used to describe what's happening besides, the mental exhaustion hunting, and it's also called a hypernormalization, which means that there's a new normal, a new normal, a new normal, a new normal, and then you're expected to treat the new normal as completely normal immediately, even though it's a radical change or a series of radical changes. This has been happened in other countries in the world. Was it Cambodia under the Khmer Rouge? Happened in the late 1990s in Russia. It was actually also happened during the USSR, where in other totalitarian systems, where the news changed from day to day, or like in 1984, Eurasia was always at war with East Asia, and things like this happen. The intention is to I guess, weaken the ability of citizens and the population from having any reasoning ability at all, independent of the system. The reasoning and the thinking and the knowing of facts is for the inner party and the party apparatchiks, and you are just supposed to go into work and keep your head down and not ask questions. And those people who do ask questions, again, get the sharp end of the stick. This is called hypernormalization, where there's always a new normal being introduced, and you're always having to adjust to these radical changes. And through the course of these next six sections, I'm going to make the case for how this is happening and how they're doing it, and try and establish a timeline to these events so that you can have something to hold on to remind yourself of how it used to be at one point in time, and how the people who today say they aren't lying were clearly telling a different story a year ago or a month ago or even yesterday. The four biggest conspiracy theories of all time have historically been: one, that there's a hidden hand aristocracy that wants to depopulate the earth; two, that the aristocracy wants a one-world government; three, that this aristocracy wants a two-tiered society of an inner party, which has all the rights, and then an outer party that has no rights whatsoever. And then the aristocracy, the fourth, is that the aristocracy wants to collapse the American government because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are inconvenient to this two-tiered agenda. And sadly, this coronavirus pandemic proves that all four of these conspiracies are very true. And there is no other rational explanation or rational view of this course of history. This sadly means that a lot of the kookier predictors of the past 50 years have been proven correct. A lot of people that you were told are lunatics or maniacs were actually telling you the truth and warning you about something that, a real agenda that was being imposed upon you. And now as we speak, and it's upon us. So before we continue into the six sections, I want you to do a quick self-survey. Ask yourself first, do you believe this pandemic was planned and orchestrated? Yes or no? Two, do you believe the vaccine is safe? And three, do you believe the United States and European nations are under attack? I guess ipso facto, do you believe yourself is under attack? As an English speaker, even the English language, I believe, is also under attack. And then move on to the six sections. And those six sections are: one, spend the most time on those things that are verifiable. So we're going to look at verifiable information, the most verifiable information that we have. Two, every assertion must be adjudicated based upon its merits. We're going to look at things like symptoms, the rate of death, what the mRNA treatment is, masks, and death reporting. Number three, by their fruits you shall know them. We're going to look at the over a longer period of time, the assertions of people like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and their associates, and what they've been working on up until now in their lives, and whether or not they're credible. 4, the struggle of freedom versus tyranny, is memory versus forgetting. So we're going to examine the changing of the story, the censorship, what happened in Wuhan, China, the World Health Organization, and other historical events going all the way back to 1918. Number 5, the fifth section is a right is something that cannot be questioned or taken away. So we're going to look at our rights, you know, what's happening to our political rights as human beings and as citizens of the United States and other countries. And number 6, we're going to talk about treachery and the threat of traitors to a republic and a democracy. And we're going to discuss how vigilance is the price of freedom. And then we're going to discuss, as part of that, how a lot of these changes make our society look like a dystopia, a system that's failed, and that is a nightmare for those who live inside of it. And at the end of that, I'll have also a link to where you can download all of the memes that I'm going to be able to show over here. And that will hopefully be helpful to you in discussing with your friends and family how to respond to the current crisis.